You ready, Mr. Duncan?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, it is now 1:03 p.m. on this June 4th, 2024. Pardon the just a couple of minutes, study busy day today. So I want to welcome all of you to this Los Angeles Board of County Commissioners work session agenda. And I'm going to call this meeting to order. Please rise for an invocation by Commissioner Ms. Lopez, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Tony Haas.
Please join me in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, Lord, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Commissioners. Roll call, Mr. Veronica.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes, here.
Commissioner Tony Haas?
Here.
Commissioner Peter Lopez?
Here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Veronica?
No changes, Commissioner.
I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve the agenda. Second motion.
Commissioner Reese?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Phoenix?
Yes. It is my honor to welcome today our loss analysis individual with CTSI, Mr. Steve
Pecharich.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So thank you so much and welcome. If you would like to come to the podium or use one of these mics, whatever you feel comfortable with. Yes.
They need to turn this on.
Yes.
Hold it down for a second and it should open me.
All right. Everything working out for you there?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks.
You might want to pull that a little closer to you.
Sure. Thank you for having me. We have not met before, so I am taking over Marilyn Wagner's role with CTSI. She's retired. She will be coming back kind of here and there to help us out with some things. I just talked to her yesterday afternoon, but she's officially retired. So I'll be handling loss control for you going forward. Right, I guess prior to this, just briefly, I'd worked in safety 20 some years, state DOT. I worked in a prison doing safety. I actually worked in Minnesota's version of this same type of pool, also county governments and other public agencies. So please reach out with anything that, that I or CTSI can help you with. So as you know, we are CTSI, we operate your insurance pools for your cap coverage and your workers' compensation. So thank you for being founding members of those pools back in the 80s and staying with us ever since. So today I just have some loss trending information and just a brief update on the financial health of the pools. We'll start out with the cap pool and then we'll kind of mirror what we went through in the cap pool and switch over to workers' comp and look at not only what what kinds of things happen in Los Angeles County, but for all the pool members as a whole, because of course, if you know, county government, everyone's doing roughly the same work. So if something's happening somewhere else and we're seeing it more, but even if you haven't had it, it might be something to have on the radar. So so the first page on here, the cap pool chart, your cap coverage, you know, that's going to cover your property, auto, employment practices, public officials, liability, and premises liability. So those are the kinds of claims that are reflected on here. And as I'm sure you know, one of the things that's a little bit different being a member of a pool is that you are member owners. We have most years, probably every year, I'm guessing since you've been a part of that, there's some type of distribution that we're able to send back to members. We'll talk a little bit about that. For Los Angeles County, actually, before I get into that, let's start with kind of the financial health of the pool in general. So ending 2023, the cap pool had $14.5 million in total equity. So of that, we were able to distribute $500,000 back to all members of equity and $1 million of interest. So that was, you know, divvied up among all members. And what that looked like for Los Angeles County, your interest portion of that was $20,559, and your equity return was $9,247. So those get deducted straight from your contribution for the year. So what that looked like for you for this year, 2024. For your cap coverage, it covers those things that I just mentioned. Your base contribution started out at $906,719. And then what we do is we take the three oldest years on here and apply a loss factor. So a loss factor of one, for example, we just multiply it would stay exactly the same. Your loss factor based on these oldest 3 years was 0.795. So we multiply that 906,000 by 0.795, take the interest deduction that I just mentioned and the equity distribution, and your net contribution for cap this year ended up at 691,036. So you do have that 2021. You know, if you're kind of looking, all the years are nice and low, and then there's that one big spike in that year. So that year is going to stick with you, I think, for two more years, and then that will roll off the back end. And hopefully, you know, if we stay low in all those other years, that loss factor, you know, potentially could be even lower. Another thing that's a little bit different with being a member of the pool is we're able to kind of cap you on a high end. If you do have a year or 2 years with extreme losses, that loss factor kind of keeps you in a fairly tight range. So it kind of helps with budgeting so that you know that even if you have a really high claims year, it's never going to be way up high. So then the first page with the bar graphs on it there, we're just going to look at the frequency of claims for Los Angeles County and the severity, and we'll look at them a couple of different ways. So the first one here, we are looking at what departments are claims coming from, basically frequency-wise, and this is just for your county, just for the last 5 years. 17 of the cap claims from law enforcement, 13 administration, and then 10 in road and bridge, and then after that, it kind of falls off the cliff down to the next ball system. The bottom chart there, the severity, that's just where the dollars are coming from associated with the claims above. So sometimes they may follow the frequency trend, but it looks like you had probably a couple of higher dollar claims coming out of law enforcement, so that's why I guess they have the highest number too. So they're top of each of those categories for frequency and severity. After that, significant drop down to social services, and then another significant drop after that. So
I have to say, way to go, Golden Bridge.
Yes, it's
that's really good.
That is really good, especially, I mean, for a county of your size, that's fantastic. So yeah, absolutely. Very good job on that.
And I would imagine it statewide of the pool, it would probably reflect the same categories in the same close proximity.
It does, yep. So it's usually road and bridge and law enforcement are almost always one and two. They can change order, but yeah, those are always the top two for sure. So the second page, there's another bar chart, and that one's just looking at instead of what department are claims coming from, what are the types of claims? So You can see for frequency, the first two on there are both vehicle related. And that's very common. And I'm sure I'll mention it again, but we do offer defensive driving classes. We come down, they're about 3 hours typically. We do those in person. So if you're ever interested in classes, definitely reach out and let me know. So the vehicle claims, fatality claims, that I think we'll see those were law enforcement related. Some natural disasters, hail and wind, and then back to inmate related for the last one there. So now if we drop down to severity again, we already knew those, that largest dollar amount was coming out of law enforcement and what they were, it says arrest related. And there's not a lot more detail on the next page, but it kind of lines up how many claims there were and kind of what the averages were for claim and things like that. So after that, arrest related for severity, significant drop down to hail and wind. Then inmate related, some more natural disasters. And what one thing that really stuck out to me was you really have a very low, your vehicle claims are very low in there. I would have expected to see that much higher. So that's
your defensive driving class.
Have we done something with you already?
I think we have over the year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it helps. I've only been with CPSI for a few months, and I sat through the class, and when I got done, I said, you know, I learned some things too, and I've taught defensive driving classes before. So yeah, it's always a good thing. So after the charts, I'm not going to go through this next page, but it kind of has this small print. I won't go through that in great detail, but you can kind of see generally where those claims came from in a little bit more detail. Nothing really standing out too much on here. All right, so now we'll continue on to the kind of horizontal bar graph there. Some of you have it in color. So this one here is just looking at the pool as a whole, just to kind of give you a sense of where things are happening. So again, that top chart for frequency there, four out of the leading incidents on there are vehicle related again. Drop down to severity, fatality, that's going to be things that have been generated from law enforcement, or sometimes there are some social services type things where it's, you know, case management and things like that.
What is others?
Yeah, that others.
Miscellaneous claims?
Yeah, there's on the very next page, I think it is, there's a list that has probably not every single category, but a lot more of the categories. You can kind of see what some of those others are in there. But I guess really the kind of the main things to point out here is that frequency, it's a lot of vehicle related, and then severity, it's a lot of law enforcement types of claims again. And their vehicles does show up down there as well. So
148 slip trips falls to me.
Yeah. Right. And that's something that slips, trips, and falls, that can happen to anybody, right? To your own employees, the public that's using your property. And they can be pretty high dollar claims, even falling from the same model, just falling on the sidewalk. So when I do audits, throughout my whole career, I've always really looked at those types of items, just because we know that we all walk in and out of the building, and you know, in the winter it's snow and ice maybe, but other times it's just maintenance and things like that. So
a little question for you then, just briefly to get off topic.
Yeah.
We are considering right now new doorways coming in for including piano doors, so the prison doors. Commissioner Haas had a question regarding some of those pinch points for children and stuff. Have you seen in your experience over these years any of those types of doors having any issues for little ones or kids or those types of foldable doors?
I haven't seen any come across my desk. I'm not overly familiar with it, but I imagine there's got to be some kind of a pressure sensor in that.
Well, I asked him that. He wasn't. He didn't have an answer for us, because you would think that it would back off before it cut a finger off, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Like what they have a safe for you, doors and open, but this one is an accordion door, so it folds in the middle.
Yeah, I would say if there's, I love looking into this kind of thing, believe it or not, if there's ever a certain product or situation, just let me know. I'd like to kind of dig into those.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all government rated anyway and all that for insurance purposes. And, you know, these are commercially made doors, so yeah. I see an issue of having a door put in where you won't cover it, so in case there's an incident. But that was a question Commissioner Hatch raised this morning. So,
yeah, thank you. Sure. Yep. Anything else on the cap claims generally before we
move on? Information.
No, Sam is already outlined and offends a slip.
Vehicle struck an animal. $1 million worth.
Yeah, I've seen some dash cam videos. I mean, even a small animal can be pretty dramatic when, you know, a patrol car is going 100.
Excuse me, I've got one, maybe you can elaborate. One weather claim for $452,500.
Yeah, I have more detail right here. Let's see if we can find that. Would that be a leak, maybe?
That's a
bridge.
Roof. That's only $2,000, I think.
Bill, I haven't thanked you. I forgot.
Let's see. Oh, which page were you on there?
I'm sorry?
Which page were you on?
Still on the loss analysis pool by accident.
Six.
Oh, sure. Yeah, this one. Yeah, I guess I won't be able to say specifically what that is because this is the whole pool lumped together. So I wouldn't be able to find that quickly, but
it was a big one.
Curious.
Yeah.
Tornado. Perhaps.
Yeah. You know, on the same token, throwing a public vehicle train accident. I mean, when you're trying to beat a train, who knows exactly the legend of an incident of this nature?
That's right. Let them positive train control and then
yeah, it's kind of like those commercials. If you can imagine, it probably has happened somewhere at some time. So, okay. So the we can move on now to the workers' comp pool. And let me know if any of these numbers sound off to you. I always like to just remind you how many folks we have you down as having insured. So for employee coverage, we have 239, statutory volunteers 25, and 15 appointed board. And if that's
what was it, 15?
Appointed board members. Okay. So that I believe we request that sometime during renewal, and that's provided by somebody. But I've had just my short time of doing this, I've had a couple of counties that said, oh, we have statutory volunteers, but you have zero there. So sometimes you might notice something that didn't get submitted.
I'm sorry, I'm saying, did you say how many volunteers we had? What did you say?
Yes, for statutory volunteers, 25.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think it's because I did the report.
Okay.
So we just normally just keep it at 25.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think it's because that's normally, I think like the posse, I think that's with the sheriff and everything, I think it's always been 25.
Yeah, that's okay. Yep. Yeah, it's typically the sheriff's posse, and yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, because I asked him now.
Yeah.
What about, you mentioned boards. I'm thinking of some of the land use zoning and regulation board. I mean, do they have do we have to report? I would imagine they're doing business on behalf of the county. They come to the courthouse in the event that there would be a fall.
Yeah, because I do 15, or it's always just been 15, I think, including you and then the elected officials.
Okay.
I think I include all the elected officials, but I guess if I, how many board members should we have for planning? Because I'm working on the renewal right now.
I think what we need to do is possibly do an inventory of some of the boards that we may have appointed, because you also have the Board of Health that we have. So we might need to do an inventory of what are some of the appointments that we process.
Right, but they're not employees, but
right.
But the planning to come and then you represent us. So I'm saying, yeah. I was thinking of the planning board members.
And I think that was going to be my question is, although they're not employees, and then perhaps they'll have a meeting once every 3 months. But regardless, they're going to
probably be covered under just citizens entering the courthouse, period. Then everybody's got insurance covered.
Or would it be covered under the 25 that we have? See, we're saying that we have 25 volunteers. And would they be covered under that?
Right. Yeah. You know, probably the best thing to do, I would call our office and speak with Brenda.
Yeah, I'm working for renewal right now, and I can ask her that question.
What's the increase if we add numbers? Animal?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but for if it's an appointed board member, I'd have to imagine it would be
And then, you know, for the purposes of liability and coverage of them, they're doing a civic duty to serve. You know, I mean, and quite honestly, some of those volunteers, I mean, they'll be here maybe 3 times a year.
Right.
But regardless of that, they're here doing something we help they can. So I think that'll be a conversation with, you said Brenda?
Yeah. Is that what I'm working with right now? Okay. She just sent the renewal. Let's do back here soon.
She'll walk us through that. Yeah, and I don't know exactly what qualifies as. I'm not sure how that all works, but she'll.
I know exactly what you ask her, because it's important when I put
it down. It is.
Then that's how they calculate what we owe our opinion.
Good. Let's see. It's getting ahead of myself a little bit. So again, being a member of a pool is a little bit different. Again, we don't use, like in private industry, there's the e-moderate that is used to calculate your what your contribution or premium would be in the private sector. We don't use a traditional e-mod, so again, it's kind of, we're able to keep for budget forecasting and all that, you kind of know within a pretty narrow range what your workers' comp contribution will look like. And also, typically there's some level of deductible in the private market. We have $0 deductible for comp claims. So just a couple of differences I want to point out there. We are looking at the oldest 3 years again. So 2019, 20, and 21. And overall, you have that one spike in 1 year, but a much lower spike than your cap claims. So overall, I mean, it looks like you're doing very well. It looks like on the workers' comp end of things. So the comp pool, at the end of last year, the comp pool had 27.7 million. In equity, and we were able to distribute $3 million in equity back. So for Los Angeles County, the equity portion was $16,499. Subtracted from your base contribution, which had started at $175,405. Your loss factor, that works the same way again, under one at 0.96, so that reduces you down. And after the equity distribution you just mentioned, that left you with a net 2024 contribution of $151,889.
How many counties are participating in the pool out of the 64?
Other than the metro, the larger metro counties, I believe there's only one or two that are not part of the pool, out of, you know, the I guess the core members, I would say, that are not the very large metro companies.
Yeah. I got this other thing. This might be interesting.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have that, but it kind of shows the counties for each pool. It's on the county center in there.
Oh, you've got it right there.
Yes.
Perfect. I know I have it, but I can't find it fast enough. So thank you.
Right. Yeah, it just shows like all of everybody's in each pool.
Yeah.
I was looking at it yesterday. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it is. Good.
You can
go through and read it.
Yeah. And
then give it back to me after. We picked up a few when we offered each other. That helped.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. They didn't have that 2 years ago.
No, sorry.
HR.
No. None. Sorry.
So that's new. So,
yeah. Our Siri, our HR consultant, was fantastic too. So I know. Bill mentioned that he's been in contact with her already. So, all right. So, we can move to the first page with the vertical bar graph for workers' comp. And we'll just look at frequency and severity a couple of different ways again. So, first by department, law enforcement, again, leading the way 28 claims in the last 5 years. And then road and bridge. Right up there, 27, and then a significant drop off from there. For severity, in terms of where the dollars are coming from for those claims, kind of the reverse of the capital, where in the capital it was law enforcement that had the highest severity, but here we have road and bridge, 225,000 plus, and then law enforcement doing very well. I mean, compared to the other counties that I've worked with on this, that's, you're doing really well there. So the next page is just looking at frequency and severity again, but this time in terms of what are the types of things that are happening that generate claims. So the frequency, no surprise at all, slip, strips, and falls right up there with 20 instances. And then after that, less than half down to the next one with inmate related, followed by body mechanics, which is usually lifting, pushing, pulling, something that doesn't fit real easy into another category, but something along those lines. For severity, and this was one where I was hoping maybe somebody can provide a little insight, because I don't have real good detail on what these were, but falling or thrown objects. I really believe this was
somebody in the shop threw a screwdriver at the end of the guy.
That was the road
bridge.
So
you don't
this
goes
nail,
back.
Nail
back
good. 2019. It does, yeah. So 5 years of history. yeah, let's see.
That's the spike words.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So, so anyway, for the severity, it was the falling or thrown object, and then significant drop down, struck object, slip, trip, and fall, and then some kind of body mechanics things after that with push pull, maybe with some trauma.
We laughed, but I used to be on the CFP insurance board and Colorado Farm Bureau, and it was a thrown object. And what the guy did, he was trying to knock snow off of hanging branches and bringing his trees down, heavy snow. And he threw a broom up there like that to knock the snow loose. It came back to him.
Oh.
But it was expensive. I mean,
yeah.
We laughed, but it was.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you never know. There's some strange things out there that happen. So the next couple of pages on here, again, I won't go through this all in detail right now, but it just shows you a little bit more specifically and what claims are coming from which departments. One thing that did stick out to me a little bit was that there was one of the departments that had quite a few. Oh, social services, with they had 7 slip, trip, or fall instances. And I don't know if there's anything in particular about what your department does, but that just struck me as a little bit higher.
It's always a big topic. So the last bar chart graphs here are just looking at the entire pool again. So the entire workers' comp pool. Frequency again, slip, trip, and fall. We had 1,000 of those over 5 years. So followed by inmate related. A lot of what I have seen is staff having things thrown at them or thrown on them. I've seen needle sticks, physical altercations or trying to gain compliance with an inmate or a suspect. So not surprising that those are out there. Then after that, followed by body mechanics and lifting. So again, it's just a lot of those are going to be law enforcement and road and bridge again. Then if you look at severity, however, the slip, strips, and falls kind of really stand out again. Just, I always feel like it's something that's hard to focus on or take seriously because it's just, it's everywhere and it seems, a small 2-inch thing where the concrete is pushed up, it seems like it's not that big of a deal, but that is where so many claims come from. It's just those, if you see a slip, trip, and fall hazard, rugs that are turned up, all those kinds of things that seem pretty boring and run-of-the-mill, those are the things that cause these types of incidents, however. After that, we have the body mechanics, inmate-related, lifting, and then training. The training claims, those are always coming out of law enforcement, probably close. It's got to be very close to 100% of those are when they're doing their use of force training and things like that. And I've had many conversations over the years with people that instruct that training and people that participate in it. And basically what everybody has always told me is that to really get the benefit of the training, you kind of need to push. You can't do it at 50%. You have to be participating in, pretty much 100% or close to it. So,
and what are those rotator cuffs?
It is a lot of shoulders and a lot of backs that come out of training.
And then your cumulative trauma probably comes in with that, right?
I can. Dog bites also.
We know about those.
Yeah, if you have canines, sometimes they'll miss the bites.
In front of the buildings here, and yeah, we've had those before too.
Yeah.
So I know this report is in our plans as county commissioners, but I like to obviously encourage every department, every elected official to join and go through some of the trainings. I know you send the lunch and learn almost on a monthly basis. That publication that CPSI sends out, and I go through it fairly detailed, but I think we need to ask, because as you were saying here, the slip, trip, and fall, we have that number 7 under social services, which is a little bit bigger than some of the urban bridge. And so something could be happening in there that we may need to address. And whether it is, like you're saying, rise concrete, maybe, who knows, but I think that probably very pertinent to pass that information on to them.
Yeah.
So with the DHS side of it, how do we protect our staff when they're out on, when they're out on visits for elder abuse and children and stuff, and they're doing in-home visits for these children. How do we help that? There's not much pain.
Yeah, that is a tough one. If it's about the only thing that comes to mind, if it's icy conditions in the winter, I've been a big proponent of ice cleats that you can just take them off when you get to the person's doors. I lived in Minnesota most of my life, so I've probably been using ice cleats longer than most, but they are super effective. And as far as the, like you said, making kind of each department aware of what's going on, one of the things that I know Marilyn sent out before she retired was because every county is kind of the same like this, where sheriff's department really has a lot of severity of the claims. So I know that sheriff's loss analysis that looked is just like this, only it looked only at the sheriff's department and compared it only to the sheriff's departments in the pool. And one of the things that I'm going to be trying to do once we get a little bit more direction on the jail standards, I guess law now that was passed, is I'm going to be trying to get out and meet with the sheriffs, go through the jails, and have a discussion about that specific loss analysis.
When we do that, I was then last year, right? Probably.
Good chance, yeah.
Please afford the board an opportunity to visit with you and the sheriff at the same time. And here, and why I would make that recommendation for statewide. Because sometimes your sheriff and commissioners aren't on the same page. And I think that would be beneficial for everybody so that the commissioners can see what the sheriff is trying to tell him or tell him the board what the needs are. So I think it's beneficial for you to assist them and be stronger for CTSI and make those recommendations. That'd be collectively.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess along with that, is there a day that you tour through the jail typically? Do you?
Once a year, but we haven't done it in a while.
We haven't done it since COVID.
Okay. So I heard that might be something that happens. I thought maybe that would be a good time for me to come if it worked out for everybody.
We'll go ahead and we'll set that up and let us reach out to the sheriff. We'll set that up. But also the rulemaking timeline for the Jail Standards Commission. I asked the question last week, and it's my understanding they're not done with the rulemaking yet. Okay. So this, and I'm not sure where they're at, but I think the steps are going to be implemented in 2025.
Okay.
But nonetheless, let us do a little bit of more work, and then we'll keep you informed as to so we can do a lot.
Do you want to wait until after those standards?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because then at that time, CTSI is going to have to assess the what, the where, and so on, and then pass it on to. That's going to be a huge topic. So perhaps even at the winter conference, I would send a message back through to CTSI that the morning when we all come together, aside from all other issues, is to provide an update on the Jail Standards Commission.
Right.
And visits throughout the state for all member counties.
Yeah, no, I agree. I know that's on everybody's mind, so.
Yes, and you know what, part of the whole thing, and this is where CTSI is going to be such a deep layer on the whole thing, because we're now at our Southern District meeting, we spoke about having a regional detention facility, because if the jail standards are so stringent that we might not be able to meet them on County A, but perhaps County B, there's going to be where several counties come together and erect a facility and or contract services one with the other. So we're going to be needing a ton of advice and how to implement those for 2025.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know CTSI has been meeting with I don't know if it's whoever's kind of driving the standards that are yet to come. I already think
there is a board, and on it there are several county commissioners statewide, but it's also composed from sheriffs, and I even think some state representatives are part of it. So the makeup and diversity of the group is probably, I would imagine, even CTSI is probably at the table, because whatever we can't do to meet the regulation, then it's going to be a violation on us that has to be addressed through our adjuster.
Right. Yep.
Too many challenges.
Yep, it is. And I know that's once we kind of know what the marching orders are, I know that'll be probably it'll be probably the highest priority for loss control at CTSI. Yes. Yep. Any other questions on the
I wanted to know how our health department is part of our insurance. I just don't see them separated. Are they included in their an administration part of you?
The health department?
Yeah, because we actually, they're covered under us and then they reimburse us, but they're still covered underneath us as well. I just don't see them in a separate category.
Yeah,
that's a good possibility because I know sometimes with fire service and ambulance or EMS, those are all in one category too. So people have questions like that. I'm thinking it's probably in.
It'd be nice to see them separate to see how their things are then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so, you have social services, Jordan Bridge, everything like that.
Yep. Yeah, you know, as you're going through renewal to maybe
ask Brenda
and maybe she might be able to break it out. It might just be a matter of just making a request to break it off.
And you know what I'm actually thinking, Christy? It might not be a bad idea to see if we can ask Brenda to break it down by like Roden Bridge so they don't have to look at all the other, so that way Phil can pass it on to his to his individuals and social services. We can do that if we have an electronic person, just kind of copy that. But I think if we just hand that information to them so we can have the review of data internally.
Sure. Yeah, Brenda could have that request, I'm sure.
Does all of the administration cover all of the official maintenance? All of that is under administration?
Yes.
Commissioners, administration, maintenance. See, that's why I just don't see health department in here.
It's all under administration.
Yeah,
all of that. I think with the discussion that you have with Brenda, she can kind of go over.
Yeah, but I think we have kind of like to see this as well.
Yeah.
But it's just, right. It's, you know, especially their different department.
You know, we're here tomorrow at 8:30. We're doing a walkthrough. Catherine,
I'm going to talk to Brenda. And then once I get it, then I can send it to everybody, right?
All right. So thank you for your time. And of course, if there are things that I can help with or CPSI can help with, training, audits, ergonomic assessments, HR services.
Well, we addressed that and then Commissioner Haas really took the charge with that HR side of it and so we thank CTSI for that. It's helped our county a lot and saved in our budgets for having to have that resource here. That would be having it through our departments to our payment for services.
Yep.
With a very minimal impact financially. So it's a great asset.
Absolutely. I'll bring that back. Bring that message back too.
Well, we want to thank you for traveling the counties and welcome to the most beautiful Colorado.
It is beautiful. You
don't get stuck in traffic later on, but we have two stoplights.
Oh yeah.
So
I've never driven through town before. I've driven by many times. It's absolutely beautiful.
Which way are you headed back, Mark?
Yeah.
So if you have time, Highway of Legends, Highway 12 loop, spit you back out in the Vita, you take it westward.
Cut off Walsenburg eventually.
Yeah. Well, anything else, Steve, that you might want to share with us?
No, that's all that I had. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Commissioners, we don't have anything to add. Thank you, sir.
Second,
Commissioner
Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner
Reesmith?
Yes.
Yes. Millig is dying to get in here.
So, what is the project that's going on?
Doing HP.